This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Friday, May 3rd, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. A Terre Haute hotel project failed to receive City Council approval for a tax abatement Thursday night after councilors felt uneasy about the development's projected job salaries and need for an abatement. Lafayette-based project developer Transcend Group is seeking to invest $9.5 million and build a Town Place Suites by Marriott in an underdeveloped neighborhood near I-70. Stakeholders are seeking a 9-year property tax abatement amounting to about $1.1 million. Councilperson Todd Nation talks about the abatement's drawbacks.
So that's, in my mind, two strikes against this project. It's in a place where it doesn't need to be incentivized, and the kinds of jobs that they're delivering are not the kind of jobs that I would give up, third strike, $1 million of the city's tax, of the taxes that the city would otherwise collect.
Council members were not dismissive of the project, but questioned the parameters of the abatement and wanted more reflection and potentially some amendments before moving forward. The matter could be considered again for its first of two approvals at the June 6th meeting. The Extended Stay Hotel is one of several hotel developments popping up around downtown as the city gears up to hold larger events at its convention center and overall welcome more visitors. The ACLU of Indiana filed a lawsuit in federal court Friday on behalf of three individuals who received no trespass orders after being arrested for protesting the war in Gaza on the Indiana University campus in Bloomington. The lawsuit alleges that IU violated the plaintiffs' First Amendment rights by prohibiting them from returning to campus to rejoin the ongoing protests. The suit, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Indiana, lists the IU Board of Trustees and President Pamela Whitten as defendants. The arrests took place in Dunn Meadow, an area of the Bloomington campus that the university had deemed a public forum for expression on all subjects, according to a policy enacted by the IU Board of Trustees in 1969. A medical device startup created by three University of Notre Dame graduate students took home nearly $130,000 in cash and in-kind services by winning the 2024 McCloskey New Venture Competition. VisiLocate has developed a light-driven breast tumor localization device designed to improve the process of removing breast tumors. The company's device lights up and changes color as the surgeon gets closer to the tumor, VisiLocate CEO Sierra Dillon said in the team's pitch during the competition, which was held during Idea Week last month on the South Bend campus. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation invite you to the Engage Indiana series, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. With an unrelenting focus on growing Indiana's economy, our Engage Indiana events take place in every region of the state. Discover when we'll be in your area at ibj.com/engage.
The Indiana Economic Development Corporation is trying to sell a portion of the former General Motors stamping plant property in Indianapolis for redevelopment, including a parcel in the running for a $100 million federal technology hub. The agency, in a request for proposals issued April 22nd, said it hopes to sell its 51-acre site along the White River by the end of September, most likely to a master developer that would oversee complete development of the site through its own projects and other partnerships. The property, marketed The Levee, is expected to be an up-and-coming innovation district seeking uses that advance research and commercialization of cutting-edge technologies in the animal, bio, and life sciences sectors, according to the RFP, a copy of which was obtained by the IBJ. The effort to sell the property comes as Greenfield-based Elanco Animal Health Incorporated continues development of its $200 million global headquarters on a 40-acre portion of the former stamping plant site, and work continues on an 8-acre addition to White River State Park, carrying a price tag of $60 million from the state. Indiana and Kentucky are continuing to seek federal funding to support the I-69 Ohio River Crossing Project. A previous attempt to secure more than $632 million in funding was unsuccessful, according to a spokesperson for the project. The $1.4 billion project will connect Evansville and Henderson, Kentucky, via a new 4-lane bridge over the Ohio River. The first section of the project, which involves improvements in Henderson, began in 2022 and is expected to be complete in 2025. Section 2 of the project involves the construction of the actual bridge and is expected to begin in 2027 and be complete by 2031. However, project officials say receiving the federal funding could accelerate that timeline. Nippon Steel said Friday it has postponed the expected closing of its $14.1 billion takeover of U.S. Steel by 3 months after the U.S. Department of Justice requested more documentation related to the deal. Tokyo-based Nippon Steel Corporation said the deal, which is already approved by U.S. Steel shareholders, is still expected to go through. The sale has drawn opposition from President Joe Biden's administration on economic and national security grounds, and from former President Donald Trump, the likely Republican presidential candidate in November's election. The new timing could push the closing beyond the election, but Nippon Steel denied the delay was related to that. Initially, the deal was supposed to have closed by September. Now it will close by December, meaning it could still close as early as September, according to a company spokesperson. A lawsuit filed this week by anti-abortion group Voices for Life seeks to regain access to Indiana abortion records that are no longer being released by the state health department. The South Bend-based group is suing the Indiana Department of Health after it stopped releasing individual terminated pregnancy reports while still compiling statewide public data quarterly. The change in procedure went into effect in December. Before then, the reports, while redacted, were regularly released under Indiana's Access to Public Records Act. The lawsuit, filed in Marion County Superior Court, comes just weeks after Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita called out the health department and Indiana's public access counselor for what he calls collusion and issued a non-binding advisory opinion saying terminated pregnancy reports are public records. After several denied requests for records last fall, Voices for Life again sought terminated pregnancy reports last month on the basis that Rokita's opinion should compel the health department to release records. The most recent requests were also denied by the state agency, however, prompting the legal complaint. Agronovus Indiana CEO Mitch Frazier is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.